Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into the third and final hour. We are ChangeLA.org, interviewed Martin Sheen, another huge actor, Mark Ruffalo, at the same time about 9/11 being an inside job. They both said that they questioned the official story brought up Building 7, Tower 1 and 2, NORAD stand down, Blackwater, the police state, all of it. Both clips from the Ruffalo and the Sheen are coming up later. The reason, we already aired one earlier, audio, you know, off the television set playing the tape. But there's so much noise that it's hard to make it out, but you can hear it. We got quotes from it. They compressed it down to like two megabytes. It's got the compression sound on it. We're going to recompress it, get it back into the network, and by 20 after, we're going to have this for you, ladies and gentlemen. But again, this is fighters in the field doing an excellent job. That's coming up. Luke Radowski, you've got the floor. Talk about what 9/11 crew is doing right now. Talk about how people need to get involved. Talk about how serious this is.
I mean, this is a perfect time to be alive. I mean, it's not time to watch. It's not time to listen. It's time to act. It's time to do something. And this is a perfect time to be alive. We have the internet. We have all our technology. We have the time, the perfect time right now to actually do something and actually do something positive and take this country back away from the criminals who stole it away from us and make this country mean what it meant before. And that's the Bill of Rights. That's the Constitution. Let's take what's ours. Let's take what's right. And again, stop listening, stop watching, let's start acting, let's start doing something.
What do you think of the censorship of Digg right now blocking the Martin Sheen Questions official 9/11 story from PrisonPlanet.com with 550-plus Diggs and they're blocking it?
I think it's extremely smart what they're doing because they can't outright censor us, so what they do is they censor the ratings. They censor how many people view it. They censor our YouTube videos because the more people see it, the more it gets out there, the more people pass it along, the more people, if it gets on the top, more if it gets on the front page of Digg, thousands of more people will see it. I mean, we have the truth. We are doing the job that the mainstream media is not doing, and the only way they could censor us is by censoring our YouTube video hits.
Well, if you go to YouTube or Google, they'll have stuff they put on their front page to make you watch it. Some girl acting stupid, some guy acting stupid when it has 1,000 views. We'll have something with 300,000 views, 5 million views. They never put it on the main page.
Yeah, they always have mindless fluff on the front page. They have some girl dancing or something stupid or some guy putting Mentos in a Coke bottle. But that's not what, you know, it's about. I mean, you really see these new videos on YouTube. Thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, see them, and they get inspired. And we do the job that the mainstream media job is that the mainstream media is not doing. And we should be complimented for that, not censored by YouTube, by Google Video, by Digg. And it's up to us to kind of make people aware of that they're doing it. And spread it out to as many outlets as we can. Maybe not YouTube, maybe other video formats.
This has got to be a record. 450-plus Diggs, 100 puts it on the main page, in an hour and 21 minutes, and they've censored it.
Exactly, and that's why it's important to put more Diggs in there. Let's send it out to everybody. Send it out in your MySpace bulletin. Send it out to your friends in email. Send it out to your school. Tell everybody about it, because they can't. I mean, make this blatant. Like, let's get 1,000 Diggs. I mean, tell everybody. You know, this is the time we act. Let's stop watching. Let's stop participating. Let's take this country back.
Well, I saw a post on Digg a few weeks ago, and the guy was very eloquent describing how all these wannabe fascists and all these neocons that defend Bush and the open borders and everything else and the war, when the music stops and there's 5 chairs and 1,000 of them in brown shirts dancing around, they're going to just try to creep off and act like they were never for all this.
I mean, but it's clearly blatant what's going on. I mean, it's clearly blatant. I mean, it's just crazy having family members, having rescue workers stand beside us and having the mainstream media still call us conspiracy theorists, right-wing crazy conspiracy theorists. It's not. It's really true. And people have to understand that. And
well, take Bill Doyle. Take Bill Doyle, the head of the biggest victims group, 7,000-plus members, been all over television, lost his son, Joey. And he comes on here over a year ago and says more than half their members believe inside job, and he does. The media totally ignores that and then claims the family don't like us. No, they love us. You murderers. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is certainly a war room here. Luke Radowski, the founder of We Are Change, joins us. The man who you've seen the responses to Bill Maher, those well-done videos that have been put together. Stuart Howe's on with us. He just interviewed Martin Sheen Saturday. They also got an interview with Mark Ruffalo, one of the other We Are Changers from L.A. The websites are wearechangela.org, wearechange.org. Of course, there's a mothership in New York, chapters all over the country. Start your chapter, fire up your MySpace if it's a small town. Just anything. Organize, get involved. I don't care if it's 5 of you, or 10 of you, or 100 of you, or 1,000 of you. Start InfoWars, InfoWarrior chapters for the InfoWar, defending this republic. Whatever. Call it whatever name you want. We're the true Minutemen defending this republic from enemies foreign and domestic, and please get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. It is now out on DVD, shipping today. Everybody's orders that came in through Friday are shipping out today. You order today, it'll ship out in the next couple days. My shipping guys are on it, and I just salute them. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available on DVD, 2 hours, 20 minutes, and then 40 minutes of extras. The Battle for the Republic shows the illegal alien invasion, how that's all organized and orchestrated. Not even against the illegals, I'm just showing what they're doing. And then another 10 or so minutes from Istanbul that we couldn't put in the film, the Bilderberg Group meeting. And then my good friend Jimmy Vaughn, blues legend, plays No Shackles on Me at the Texas Independence Day rally. Amazing. So, again, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the must-see film. Massive buzz on it out there as people get a chance to see it. The reviews are even better than I thought they would be because, frankly, you watch something 100 times while you're making it. You get nauseated when you see it after literally hundreds of times I've seen all the footage and then dozens of times once it was done just watching it and studying it and making final edits. And I couldn't really gauge. I knew it was good information, powerful, but long. People are just going crazy. Go read the reviews at PrisonPlanet.com. We have sources where we got the reviews, what magazine said, what website said, what post said. I mean, just amazing the reviews that Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Luke, a plug for Endgame here because it did just officially launch for DVD sale shipping today. You saw it in New York at the premiere that we I put it up there for free so we could give the proceeds to first responders. But you saw it in New York. What did you think of Endgame?
I mean, it's an amazing documentary. It's for all Americans have to see this documentary because it breaks down the false left, right, down paradigm and makes people understand, stop looking left, stop looking right. Let's look up top. Let's look up and let's see the real people behind the crimes that are being committed right here in America. And it's a beautiful documentary. I think it's one of your best works ever. And I commend you for doing that. And it's just beautiful, you know, just detailing the plan for a one-world government and making people understand, again, it's not left, it's not right, it's right at the top. Just look up and it's right there. It's top-bottom. And we're the bottom, and the top has to be taken down because they want enslavement. They want one-world government. They want total control, and that's something we can't allow them to have.
And the elite respond, oh, there's always been an elite. Okay, you can see us. You're wearing the sunglasses. You know what's going on. We've always been up, you know, here on top. There'll just be some other elite that's just as bad or worse. And the answer is no. May the heavens fall. May justice be done. Justice be done. May the heavens fall. And there have been a lot better, quote, elites. We need a free market justice system. I don't care if there's powerful people, but they shouldn't collude together to rob and steal our land, to dumb us down, to inject us with poison, to spray stuff on us. It's got to stop, and we've got to defeat this New World Order. I'm about to go right back to calls and try to shotgun through them quickly. Stuart, any caveats you want to add before we go to calls?
Yeah, I just want to reinforce what you had just said. We've got to, you know, restore some integrity and support people that are bringing integrity back into the upper realms of the pyramid. And, you know, I'd like to support what you guys said earlier. You know, when you do make a change, you get off the bench and you see people doing things that you like and you're proud of and you get out there and you become a participant, the feeling is so amazingly marvelous to be part of that, and I just would like to encourage everybody to feel the wonderful solidarity that I felt.
Absolutely. Let me just put you both on hold, because I want to spend 2 minutes on this. I promised I'd do it today, and then I forgot, and it's important. And then we're going to go to your calls. I promise to Anthony, Sean, Brian, John, and everybody else that's holding. Last night, I started getting phone calls, and that was about when I turned my cell phone off and quit answering the phone. Going, have you seen this? They're alleging all this evil campaign behavior by you. And I said, what? So I went to Hot Air, Michelle Malkin, Fox News website, and she works for Fox News. She's a lady that writes books, The Case for Internment Camps, about how camps are wonderful in America, and let's put people in them. And I've had her on, a real monster, and total fake conservative Judas goat. And I first read it, and I thought, this is ridiculous. They're saying Ron Paul paid me money. And I was going, what is this? And I thought, there must be another Alex Jones, because there must be 1,000 Alex Joneses. And I get accused for everything they do or don't do. I'm a New York Times writer. I work for NPR. I'm a billionaire in Canada. I am a Scientologist, because there's all these Alex Joneses. Name that. So at first, and I went, wait a minute. I saw the number. I went, wait a minute. I had already given, I guess my wife had already given some money to the family, but she'd given money to Ron Paul months and months and months ago when I said I'd do it on air. And then I said, you know, I'm going to give more money. And I said to her, I said, go give him, I think the maximum we can give now is $1,000 or so a piece. And my wife's smart and informed, but she doesn't know about all the election laws. I try to know about them, and they're so complex. I know $2,300 is the maximum. And I guess she'd read that, and I walked in, and it said $2,300. And I said, no. I said, I think you've already given money, honey. They're going to have to give that back to you. Tell PayPal to dispute it and only give them $1,000. And she goes, okay. And she goes into PayPal and tells them, oh, that was a mistake. And so then a couple days later, it went into our account. Because it had already gone to the Paul camp. They had to fill out a form. And right there in the Federal Elections Commission, FEC, it says, this is all public, that radio broadcaster Alex Jones gave $2,300. Then it says a few days later, because they had to go manually do it, and it hassled the Paul campaign because we made a mistake, and they had to give the $1,300 back because I'm not going to violate election laws. And so that happened. We put the PayPal request in. That's on record. Now, the Federal Elections Commission documents say it was a refund. They didn't care on Hot Air and the Liberty Papers and all these places. They knew that. People started posting immediately on the sites going, well, hey, wait a minute. It says it was a refund. Then they spent it. Ron Paul's embarrassed at his scum, and he gave the money back. But why only half? See how they work, folks? I mean, when I get on air and I say, I'm sending $1,000 to Ron Paul the times I've done it, I do it. That wasn't talk. And again, my fault. I'm hurried. I'm busy. One night I go, oh, I keep forgetting. I said I'm giving $1,000 more. You give $1,000, honey, and I'll give $1,000. And then she just combined it in my PayPal account and gave the maximum. And I said, oh, no, we can't do that. Take half of it back. And then, so we email and we contact them. We tell them, hey, this isn't us. And they just laugh back at us, man. I just, it's so sick. It's so sick. And so now they're claiming Ron Paul pays me and this is all evil. I mean, they don't care if Bush is on the Saudi payroll. They don't care if Hillary's getting Chi-Con money. They love it. It's that I am evil. And so nice little spin, but we have the PayPal record that we gave it and then disputed it, and it's all on record right there. Again, no good deed goes unpunished. And that's how this system's selectively enforced. We didn't do anything wrong, but if you don't even do anything wrong, they act like it is wrong. And then if you are with Chinese generals getting millions of dollars, it's okay. So nice try, scum, fake conservatives. You will be exposed that the NRA is pro-gun, supporting a huge gun control bill. That the Republicans are not conservative. But they have all these gay porn stars in the White House. It's all coming out. It's all going to come out, and you're not going to get away with it. I'm sorry to digress with the callers and everybody else, but Luke Radowski, you got any comments on those dirty tricks?
I mean, they're looking for any mistakes for us to slip up. We can't make no mistakes. I mean, they're going to find whatever they could find, but, again, they're just trying to, you know, discredit you, and they can't. I mean, you didn't do nothing illegal. And, again, just keep moving forward. Don't let these people stop you. Just keep moving forward.
But it's the incredible thing that the Federal Elections Commission says that it was a refund. Says that we asked for a refund.
It's blatant. I mean, they're looking for any little thing, and it's not even true what happened. And they're just going to try to get you. They're going to try to call on you. They're going to try to give you trouble.
I know. I got Glenn Beck. I got Glenn Beck saying I'm dangerous on the radio, man. It's. I'm just sick of them.
Well, Alex, it's working against them. I think you know it's going to come out that their accusations are groundless. That it's you know it's a big hoax, and that we're really peaceful people that are trying to patriotically help our country, and it makes them look bad and desperate. Every lie that gets taken down by the truth, they have less to stand on, and they've overplayed their hand, as you pointed out so well.
Well, we're going to come back and take calls, gentlemen, and both of you can stay with us. I promise I'll get to everybody in rapid succession. Have your question or comments ready. I saw it yesterday. I wasn't going to respond. Then it was all over all these other websites. And then I know that even responding will just make it 10 times worse. It's just, I mean, there's even a website saying I'm a reptoid now and showing my eyes because I'm looking up at lights and two lights. You have two lights. They show up as two white spots on each side of your eye. And there's some other video where the video blips digitally like computers do, and they say it's me turning into a reptoid. I mean, and then they demand I respond to the reptoidness. I mean, I just can't do it anymore, folks. I'm not a reptoid. I'm not a Scientologist. I'm not an anti-Semite. I'm not any of these things. I'm so sick of it. But it's not that they're attacking me, guys. It gets depressing because if they're not COINTELPRO, some of these activists are mentally ill, and they can't focus on due real issues. I mean, even if I am a reptoid, folks, okay, I admit it, I am. That's a joke. Now they're going to cut that out and have me saying it. Can they please go out and say, please don't take the vaccines? Can they please go out and expose issues? I mean, there's people. I can't warn everybody about the mercury in the vaccines, but you out there could. We have the power together. And it's just incredible. I wouldn't even talk about the reptoid thing, but it's just at a certain point. It's insane. It's insane. We'll be right back.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Senate committee investigations in the 1960s called the international communist movement the greatest conspiracy the world has ever witnessed? They said the communists had infiltrated into high government offices in the State Department and also advisors to presidents. Did you know that the communist infiltration successfully stopped all FBI investigations into their secret activities? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.9 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 9 to noon Pacific, noon to 3 Eastern. We are live. I'm going to ask Luke Radowski of We Are Change New York, the founder, and all the folks from We Are Change LA who are on the line with us to hold with us in the next segment. We are now going to be able to play the clip. Here is the clip from the anti-war rally that was held Saturday. This is the first time this is being heard with Martin Sheen questioning the official 9/11 story. And all he is doing is saying what NISTA said. They're saying they're having to look at bombs in the buildings now, Tower 1, 2, and 7. And they're saying now they can't explain how fire or the collisions could have done this with any of the three buildings. In an Angus and Reid poll from earlier last year, 84% of Americans questioned the official story and believe they may be lied to. 68% in Zogby polls believe it could be an inside job or a cover-up. They keep focusing on Scripps Howard News Service and other polls that show upwards of 37% and 36% in two different polls, saying they believe it's a total inside job. So Martin Sheen is just a prominent person who has the courage to speak out. Here is the audio, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm involved these days in trying to bring awareness to the 9/11 situation and kind of the option of that being the war and the Patriot Act. We just wondered, you know, what your take was on it, and if you had anything that you could add to what we could do to help the situation.
You know, I don't know what to suggest. When there was a lot of questions about it, my son introduced me to a lot of information. There were questions. Until then, which was just like last year, I was very dubious. But I did not want to believe that my government could possibly be involved in such a
thing. Absolutely, I don't think any of us want to.
I couldn't live in a country that I thought would do that.
Exactly.
That would be ultimate betrayal.
Sure.
Then, however, there's been so many revelations that now I have my doubts. And chief among them is the Building 7. How did they break that building so that it came down on the evening of the day?
Are you afraid of the Larry Silverstein statement, the pulling, and the way that it all came down? Absolutely.
How convenient.
Yes.
When did they rig that building?
And then once you...
That's the most serious question, and I have not received a satisfactory answer. Somebody could give me an answer for how you rig that building. What a coincidence, 2 weeks prior, and then bring it down on the deck.
That is a curiosity, isn't
That's
it?
That's the one thing that I have not gotten a satisfactory answer from anyone.
Have you looked into how NORAD just didn't respond in the normal manner? Their protocol was not followed?
Yeah.
And do you have any thoughts on that? Because we're kind of wondering about that as
That's
well.
Something to wonder about, although I have had some people in the military say that it's not a...
Right,
you know, it is the military. You know, they don't get paid a lot of money.
Not as much as Blackwater.
Now these scoundrels are now the athletes who
Now I hear that they've actually extended and broadened their contract for domestic operations for Blackwater, and that's a bit troubling.
Well, it's not surprising, and it's not new, you know, because anytime we go to government facilities to protest, it's not, you know, like if you go to a military base, it is rarely the military authorities that arrest you. It is always private firms, and turn you over to the local county authorities. You know. I'm speaking about the test site or about any number of airport spaces.
Cause for concern. Well, thank you very, very much for chatting with me. Very good to see you. Coach Charlie Stewart says hello. See you.
All right, that is the Martin Sheen interview in its entirety. A lot better audio. There it is for you. First time you heard that. And coming up, before the show ends, we're going to air the Mark Ruffalo interview that was done right after that with WeAreChangeLosAngeles.org. And, of course, again, my friends, you can find out more about all of this at PrisonPlanet.com. All the links, the audio, the documents, the NIST report backing up Mr. Sheen's concerns. When the media tries to spin this, call into talk radio, call in everywhere and point out that NIST are the ones saying this. The National Institute of Standards and Technology, the federal government, is having to look at controlled demolitions now because they've given five different reasons the tower fell, and they've all said those were wrong. This is science that we're talking about. We're going to come back, blast through five or six of your phone calls with our guests, all three of them, get a final comment from the We Are Change New York and Los Angeles. And callers, have your questions and comments ready because I'm going right to you on the other side. Then you're going to be able to hear the Mark Ruffalo interview as well. For the first time ever, we are honored.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Pienso que un sueño para sido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa le viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito. Volaré, oh, cantaré, oh, oh, negro, distinto, mi luz, felice, gritaré la luz. Y volando, volando, feliz, me encuentro más, más coqueto, en esta llave del mundo sale.
All right, Luke Radowski's got to go back into college, back into class. I want to say bye to him. Luke, thanks for coming on with us. I salute you, my friend.
Thanks for having me on. Keep up the great job, man. We're never going to stop.
Thanks for helping all the first responders. Take care. All right, let's jam in some calls. Anthony in Arizona, you're on the air with We Are Change Los Angeles, who confronted Bill Maher, and now I've got an interview with Martin Sheen and others.
Hi, Alex. I just want to tell you, you guys keep bringing up Dig. Stop using Dig. No matter how many times they dig your story, they're not going to put it on the front page.
That's not true. We get on Dig every week on the main page and get hundreds of thousands of viewers.
Okay, well, I would just want to give you guys an alternative, and I called about this the other day, to use my site. My site is better than Dig, and my site helps.
But is your site number 40 on the web?
No, but it can be, because my site is a replicated
site. Okay, plug your
site.
We're talking about 9/11 stuff right now. Go ahead, plug your site.
Duplinks, DUPLINKS.com.
Okay, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Brian in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, I got a question about the interview between Jerome Corsi and Glenn Beck that happened last Wednesday.
I didn't see that. It was about North American Union, right?
Correct. Yeah, he sounded just like he was taking lessons from you and Jerome.
Well, I mean, Beck does some things that are good, but then he basically attacks the First Amendment and says, I'm evil. So that's his problem.
Well, I'm trying to find the video on that so I could go ahead and
I haven't seen the video, but it is on YouTube. They were trying to show it to me in the office, and I refused to watch it.
Oh, really?
Because I can't stand looking at Beck. He's so sniveling and weird.
You know, same here. Neither can I. You know, I've always hated Beck, and I've heard all bad things about him and so on, and then I just happened to be watching it, and there he is talking about the North American Union with Jerome Corsi.
Well, look, they know what's popular. And they know what sells. And so he does mix in a few good issues.
Well, okay. I was just wondering because it is mainstream and it was something that you probably could have used showing that, yes, this is true. I know Beck, you know, he wants to remain ignorant about 9/11. But he should probably use mainstream just with that interview.
Well, I mean, like the Sensei Fox saying it's North American Union and Amero,
yeah.
And we have their own documents, and the public still believes the media lying, but they're starting to wake up. Anything else, sir?
No. Thank you very much for waking us up, Alex.
Brian, thank you. God bless you. John in Alabama, you're on the air with We Are Change LA.
Hi, Alex. I'd like to salute you and Ron Paul for upholding real American values. I've got, I know you're trying to blast through calls, but I've got maybe five things I'll try and mention them briefly in a question. I haven't heard Dov Zakheim mentioned very much before on your program. Are you familiar with him?
Oh, yeah, he's one of the big top neocons, one of their big war planners. Go ahead and fill folks in on him.
Well, on another program there on GCN, I heard a guy talking about him, and I read the article, and he may be onto something here because he's saying that he was the comptroller for the Pentagon when trillions were missing before 9/11.
That's true.
And supposed plane hit the Pentagon, that it was it had destroyed a lot of records.
Yeah, he ran the company that developed those technologies.
And it's saying that he has a dual citizenship, U.S. and Israeli, and that that all these airplanes disappeared under his watch, and he had all these 767s.
No, Doug Zakheim is key, and we have actually had guests on to talk about him in the last 3 years. We've been talking about Zakheim for 3-4 years. It's just a lot of us have a tendency to cover something 4 or 5 times and then not go back to it. We need to do that. Also, Kurt Nemo, who writes for TruthNews.us, has written about him. And so, yes, sir, we are on top of it.
And it's talking about how it looks like one of the planes that hit the World Trade Center might have been one of his tankers that was a 767. The article is following Zakheim and Pentagon trillions to Israel in 9/11.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your call, sir. Let's go ahead and take one more call, and I'm going to spend some time with our guest here in closing before I air this final clip. Sean in Illinois, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I just want to say it's such an honor and a blessing to talk with you. I can't even describe how much you've done for me and so many people. I just wanted to say, I know you get frustrated trying to get through to people, and it's just like Jesus says in the Bible, those seeing they do not see, and those hearing they will never hear or understand. I just had one question for you. All these people waking up is a great thing, but do you think that this is going to accelerate the New World Order's agenda as far as, you know, trying to shut these people down? And you know what I mean?
Justice be done, may the heavens fall. If we wouldn't have exposed government-sponsored terror and exposed their favorite tool of problem-reaction-solution, they would have already carried out bigger events. Now we'll probably force them to move, but that way they have that much better chance losing.
Absolutely. It's just kind of scary. I just feel like, you know, they're not, I just feel like, Alex, man, you're doing so great. I can't describe it to you, and I'm just saying, in a couple years, I just wonder, you know, these people, these governments, they're so...
Yeah, you're marveling at how evil they are and how out of control they are. We don't have a choice. They're coming down on us with World War III and police state and New World Order. And all I know is I'm not laying down to them. I'm going to fight them. And people couldn't even believe we could ever fight them 5, 6, 10, 12 years ago. Now people are beginning to realize we can fight them.
Yeah, I know. Alex, you're doing great, man. I totally love you. I've got all your videos, man, and I totally support you. and I try to do everything I can is talking to my family and everything. I just, you know, the future does worry me. That's all I wanted to say to you, and keep doing what you're doing. I support you 100%, man.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Gentlemen from WeAreChangeLA.org, links up on PrisonPlanet.com to your organization if folks want to join and get involved in the Second American Revolution against the globalists. What about the question he just said about they're too big, they're too bad, they're too evil? I mean, just kind of that idea. What do you say to that?
Well, let me pipe in on that, Alex. You know, a great leader, Martin Luther King, once said that, you know, there comes a time when silence is betrayal. And we're in that time. You know, our backs are against the wall. They're going to annihilate us. They're going to kill us. They're going to destroy our country. If you won't stand up now with us, then you won't have the option to stand up with us later. You can't wait. We have to do something today. We have to confront these evil neocons and awful people that are destroying our country.
Absolutely. Comments to that, Sam?
Stuart, yeah. You know, it's like being in 1930s Germany. You know, we see it coming and we see it happening all around us, and it's really wonderful to be able to be part of the truth and integrity of humanity, to stand up. And it's really about the journey, you know. It feels so wonderful to be on the journey and to feel like we're tapped into, you know, to the good energy in the world. It's very empowering, and I think as more people join us, they'll help other people, you know, get off the bench and into the game. And it's exciting, it's empowering, and it's just so important that we just do whatever we can, whether it's talking honestly about what we believe with our friends or coworkers, or, you know, coming and joining up with other people and speaking out against lies. You know, it's just important, and it's empowering, and it's just wonderful. Once you really get up and start taking action, it's just a beautiful thing from what I've seen. And I want to thank you guys for helping me to find some groups and people to be part of. Thank you.
Absolutely. And in the next 6, 7, 8 hours, we should be able to look at the We Are Change LA website and see the video up on YouTube and Google of the Martin Sheen and, of course, Mark Ruffalo interview that you guys did on Saturday. I salute you for your work. Thank you for contacting me. Thank you for contacting us to bring this out first here on the show, other than the message boards and things where Fox could just have their way with us. I want to thank you for coming on. We'll talk to you very soon.
Thanks a lot, Alex. We're with you 100%.
Well, we'll be 100%. Me too. We're on the same page, my friend. We are brothers in arms on the front lines of the info war. You're not behind me. You're beside me, and I'm right beside you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thanks, Alex.
Take care. All right. Here is the short interview that they did at the anti-war rally that 20-plus thousand people attended in Southern California on Saturday afternoon, where they interviewed Mark Ruffalo, and he has been in just more than 50 movies, all these major television programs. He's a top-tier actor, and he's recently been in Blindless, The Brothers, Bloom, Margaret, Reservation Road, Zodiac, All the King's Men. This is just the last year. Rumor has it, Just Like Heaven, Collateral, 13 Going on 30, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, We Don't Live Here Anymore, In the Cut, View from the Top, My Life Without Me. Here is the audio of another amazing individual, Mark Ruffalo, there with Martin Sheen speaking to the camera about questioning the official 9/11 story. You can go and hear the audio at PrisonPlanet.com along with Martin Sheen's audio as well. Here it is.
I was hoping to ask you one question. You know, we kind of weren't really shown Building 7 much in the media after the first day.
Yes.
I'm wondering if you were aware of it or if you've seen the way it came down.
I saw the way they all came down, and I got baffled. My first reaction is that buildings don't fall down like that.
Right.
You know, I've done quite a bit of my own research, and, you know, the debunking and there's so much information that's been put out there, like, through 9/11, and it's so much direction that has been kind of stretched, that a lot of people are grabbing a hold of the more kind of sensational parts of what doesn't jive with the story to discredit the movie.
There's a lot of straw man issues of space themes and ridiculous stuff, but there's websites like Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth,
yes.
Patriots for 9/11 Truth,
yes.
Where they point to some very, very respectable architects, very respectable first responders, and they're not allowing the really sensible, mainstream, respectable information into the
debate. Listen. The fact that the 9/11 investigation went from the moment the planes hit to the moment that the buildings fell and nothing before and nothing after, I think makes that investigation completely illegitimate. If you're going to do a crime investigation, you have to find motive, you have to find...
Right.
There has to be a... And we didn't follow that.
Yes, exactly.
It was quickly pushed away, obviously.
Sure, the evidence was removed from the crime scene.
Yes, there's no evidence. The biggest crime scene.
You don't have Kissinger in charge of it, either.
Yes. And Kissinger in charge of it makes this
right.
Slightly
easy.
Well, Senator Max Cleland, who was originally on the commission, left in disgust.
He just resigned.
And he said that, I believe, the investigation has been compromised.
Right.
Those were his exact words.
Well, listen, who knows? None of us know what happened after we go. But we do, I'm totally and completely behind reopening that particular. Where is that money? Follow the money.
Exactly. Hey, Bono, who benefits? You raise a very good point. I think the essence of the scientific process is to eliminate the things that aren't possible, thereby ending up with the likelihood of what was possible. And so thank you for chatting with us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thanks,
man. It was a real pleasure to meet you guys.
Thanks.
All right, so there's Rivelo saying he's got a big problem with what happened with the buildings. He's got a big problem with the whitewash investigation and Kissinger, and that he'd like to see the real experts who've been questioning get attention instead of the kooks. But a lot of those guys are coming telepro. The others are their mentally ill followers. And then all they do is come into the 9/11 Truth Movement and attack all the real investigators. Notice they didn't just come out with their space beams and their holograms. They also then come out and attack all the real investigators and physicists and architects and scientists and spend all their time doing that, showing how incredibly nasty they are. And we've really been restrained in attacking them. At least too much attention is given to them. But you can tell who they constantly put on television. They only give me a few shots, and after I blew them away, I was never back on there. But these guys that put out total disinfo, they put them on over and over again. Now, the really powerful interview is with Martin Sheen. Let's air that one more time, the crisp audio, in case you just tuned in and missed it. This is Saturday, Martin Sheen questioning the official story, how at first, he didn't question it, but over time he did. Here it is.
I'm involved these days in trying to bring awareness to the 9/11 situation and kind of the option of that being the war and the Patriot Act and whatnot. I just wondered, what your take was on it and if you had anything that you could add to what we could do to help the situation.
I don't know what to suggest. When there was a lot of questions about it, when he introduced me to a lot of information, there were questions and so forth. Until then, which is just like last year, I was very dubious.
Sure.
But I did not want to believe that my government could possibly be involved in such a
thing. Absolutely, I don't think any of us want to.
I shouldn't live in a country that I thought would do that.
Exactly.
That would be ultimate betrayal.
Sure.
Then, however, there's been so many revelations that now I have my doubts. And chief among them is the Building 7. How did they break that building so that it came down on the evening of the day?
Are you referring to the Larry Silverstein statement,
to pull it,
the way that it all came down? Absolutely.
How convenient.
Yes.
When did they rig that building?
You are. And then once you...
That's the most serious question, and I have not received a satisfactory answer. Somebody could give me an answer for how you rig that building.
What a coincidence, 2 weeks prior, and then bring it down on the deck.
That is a curiosity, isn't
That's
it?
That's the one thing that I have gotten a satisfactory answer from anyone.
Have you looked into how NORAD just didn't respond in the normal manner? Their protocol was not followed?
Yeah.
And do you have any thoughts on that? Because we're kind of wondering about that as
That's
well.
That's something to wonder about. Although, I have had some people in the military say that it's not a...
Right,
you know, it is the military. You know, they don't get paid a lot of money.
Not as much as Blackwater.
Now, these scoundrels are now the athletes to all
Right. Now, I hear that they've actually extended and broadened their contract for domestic operations for Blackwater, and that's a bit troubling.
Well, it's not surprising, and it's not new, you know, because anytime we go to government facilities to protest, it's, you know, like if you go to a military base, it is rarely the military authorities that arrest you. It is always private firms,
yeah,
and turn you over to the local county authorities. I'm speaking about the test site or about the...
All right. We're going to break and come back in the final segments with some of my reflections on this today. But that's how they get around a posse comitatus, is using private military contractors. Now 180,000 of them plus in action in Iraq, and you know someday they're all coming home. We'll be right back. An amazing day for the truth movement. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
We don't want the fact that George Carlin questioned the official 9/11 investigation and said if they had a new one, it'd be a whitewash, and that he never buys into the official narrative, the received reality that they give unto us when he was asked about We Are Change LA confronting the week before Bill Maher. He just said, yeah. He said, you know, what do you think of him confronting him, Bill Maher, 9/11 Truth? Oh, well, I don't buy the official reality. And what about an investigation? They're not going to have a real investigation. They don't investigate themselves. An investigation about 9/11 and George Carlin saying, well, they're not going to investigate themselves. He's saying right there, inside job. I mean, he's 98% there. He's certainly saying there's a cover-up. That is a huge story up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. We need to add that in, by the way, the Martin Sheen one. Get some synergy between those two articles. I want to commend everybody that's done 600-something digs in 2 hours, 651 digs in 2 hours up on Prison Planet. They're going to have a lot of trouble keeping that off the main page, but we'll see what happens with these censors. By the way, they banned me out right before in January of this year. They've just backed off that, so they are admitted censors in the past. You know, oil rose to a near record, $93 a barrel today. The dollar plunged even more. It goes down every week, continual slide, total crises. We'll be covering that tomorrow. You know, I really haven't spent much time today on Endgame. It's officially out today. The DVDs are shipping. Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The Elite Master Plan. It's up to you, the listeners, to make this film be effective. Get the DVD. That supports us so we can make more films and make copies of it and give it to people. This is the big story. Frankly, it's even bigger than 9/11. 9/11, though, they got caught with their pants down. They overplayed their hand, and we got to use it against them. But their public biochemical testing on the people, all the horrible things they've done, that they've killed us in the past, has admitted that they want to kill more of us in the future. It is a fact that governments killed 200-plus million people in the last century. Endgame documents it all. Bilderberg Group, North American Union, NAFTA Highways. It is my masterpiece. It is, I mean, I really finally, and my other films are good, I finally made something that I can really go, whoa, this is what I believe. This is really puts it together. This is really what I wanted to bring you. A big picture, and then a lot of detail as well. 2 hours, 20 minutes, 40 minutes of extras. DVD, $19.95. Get it as low as $10 when you get multiple copies. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. You can order all the films off the websites or call the toll-free number, and they can tell you about different specials and packages and discounts that we have on Endgame and all the films. We're just discounting Endgame out of the gates. I want to move it. I want to get it out there. I want you to make copies of it. Yeah, it's on Google Video. Everybody's asking, should we take it down, Alex, you know, on the web? People on the message board, Alex, you're not going to make any money. So what? Just enjoy yourselves. I mean, it's just about saving people. Now, it looks horrible. It's horrible, cruddy video, but it's better than nothing. Spread that around. But go to PrisonPlanet.tv and spend 15 cents to watch it in incredible quality. I mean, go up there and watch the sample trailers. That's the quality you will see the film in. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. Go to WhatIsTheEndgame.com. Go to EndgameTheMovie.com. And go through and watch the trailers that are on the site. There's YouTube links, too, as backups. But watch it. That's the quality that you're going to get it in. And you can burn it to disc and give it to people in TV quality. It just will blow you away. PrisonPlanet.tv. Get your membership today. $5.95 a month. Or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free. Incredible transmission. I want to thank all of our affiliates, the great folks at Genesis, the great people at We Are Change in New York, but of course, in this case, blowing it out with Bill Maher and now this with Martin Sheen. WeAreChangeLA.org. To everybody, my whole team, my producer, Trey Kincaid, Aaron Dykes out there, Paul Watson at PrisonPlanet.com, you the listeners, God above. The show restarts in 1 minute at InfoWars.com. If you missed any of the incredible stuff in the first and second hour, it restarts now. Go to InfoWars.com. See you back live tomorrow.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.